This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Shannon Loughnane here to talk about his show. Hello, hi, my name is Shannon. Did I say that right?
You did, yeah. There's a little more at the end there. It's a bit of a mouthful. Facebook has told me that it's too long a title to have for an event.
Did they?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what you want.
So many characters over the limit, so you know.
Okay. And basically, well, we'll get into the show in a second, but we like doing a bit of a profile on the guests that we come in, that come in, to hear how they came to being where they are right now. In terms
I just
of
wandered into this studio from just from Swanston Street. That's how I got here.
Yeah. From Carnival, just wandered up the street.
Somewhere in between I was born and I came here. Yeah. In terms of your career as an artist, what happened to you?
What happened? What terrible thing happened to me to lead me down this path? Well, I think, how far do you want to go back? I remember like being, the very first moment, I used to be a very quiet, shy child, and I'm still quite shy, I would say, but I remember drama was like amalgamated into music in primary school, and we had like one drama lesson a year, which is, it's not great, it's not very good curriculum planning. But anyway, we did this improv game one day, and I was terrified, but I was thrust into the chair and did this character who was obsessed with Barbie dolls, and people laughed, and that was just the classic thing of like, I didn't realize I was funny. I didn't realize I could make people laugh, or, you know.
And ad lib as well.
Yes.
How old were you?
Maybe like 7, 8.
Whoa.
Like
that. Nice. Whoa, that's
I mean, it wasn't like a groundbreaking performance or anything, but it was just a shock to me that people might be interested in hearing what I had to say.
So that made you think, hold on, I need to look a little bit more seriously at this.
Or? I like this.
Yeah, I guess it's just like
I like this.
It was a bit of a attention thing. I was a middle child, had middle child syndrome, so it was nice to have the spotlight on me for a moment. And from there, I guess I just like started taking drama classes more and more in and out of school, and then after high school went to did a lot of student theatre up at Melbourne Uni. And then
were you studying
there? I was studying English and theatre studies.
Okay.
But sort of the more academic side of things. And then got involved in things there. And then went to VCA for a time. I was doing acting there, but decided that I didn't like being bossed around.
Oh, look at him.
I know, I'm taking on the institution. What can I say? So then transferred into the sort of performance making stream where I got to be the boss. And that's what I do now. Now I do
still
solo.
Still at VCA work. Performance making?
Oh, no. So I graduated, but now I do solo.
Oh, okay. So you actually still graduated. That's pretty. That's
I did.
Good
yes.
job.
Thank you very much.
Stuck it out.
So how often do you perform? Do you have a day job? Or
So I'm a social worker in my everyday life. But I do art now. I wouldn't say as a hobby because that suggests a sort of a lack of seriousness, and I'm a very serious artist.
Sure.
But I do it more now when ideas come to me or if and when I feel like I have something to say. So probably like yearly.
How often?
Like yearly.
Yearly, probably. Right. Yeah. And is it midsummer each year? Or?
No, I've never had a show in midsummer, actually. It's okay. My first time.
Right.
Sometimes it's fringe. So, sometimes I just...
Right.
It's however the stars align when the show is cooked.
Yeah. I'm quite an impatient maker, so it's just sort of like, I'm doing it now, and then I just announce it, and then I just do it. So...
Right. Do you go to Perth or anything like that?
No, I've not done Perth. Because I tend to do things that are very lo-fi, and I like where I can to do them for free and have people come and see things for free. I don't mess with a lot of the like traveling and schlepping my show around with me. It's mostly just in Melbourne.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right. So is it just something that hits you every year? You think, okay, it's time for me to do something, or do you get an idea and then think, okay, I need to take this out? So what's the process for you? Like,
To be honest, usually it's when like around Melbourne Fringe time when I'm seeing all my friends doing amazing things, and I'm just a punter. Not just a punter, obviously they're very valuable, but I feel a bit like I'm in the shadows, and I'm like, oh no, I need to do something again. And then I cook something up. That's what happened this time.
Okay.
And this show in particular, which I know we'll get onto in a second, very much came out of a breakup, and also feeling very like low on myself and very quiet and invisible and wanting to make a bit of a shout. So that's kind of what the show is, in a sense, is a reaction to that feeling.
That explains the title.
Yeah, the very verbose attention
like,
seeking.
Hello, I'm here.
Yes, hello. Yes, hello, please. Give me attention.
So is this a free show? Or
this one's not. Like, I really wanted it to be free, but there is...
overheads.
There is overheads and certain spectacles and stuff that just cost a little more money. So, yeah, and I'm involved, usually I make work solo, but there's a few more people involved this time, so I do want them to be paid as well.
Excellent. What, in the cast, or helping with sound?
Mostly in the crew. There may be some other people involved. It's a bit of a surprise in the work. So leave that as a question mark.
Excellent.
But
So explain, what is this show about?
So the show is... It comes from a place of, which I think we've all been in one point or another in our lives, where you look around and you say to yourself, do I have enough friends? Is my social roster stacked enough at the moment, or do I need more? And definitely, like, periodically comes around for me where I'm like, I've only been seeing the same three or four people. Maybe some people have fallen away. I should think about that. And I'm not a very proactive social person. So this does sort of tend to hit me like a wave every so often. And it was particularly pronounced after a big breakup. And instead of just like going out and getting involved in a rock climbing club or something as a normal person would do, I was like, no, I'll make it very public and just put the process of friendship making on the stage and hopefully let people who are also feeling lonely or asking that question of, do I have enough friends, participate in breaking the taboo around those things.
Oh, okay. So you're putting this show on to make friends.
Yeah, ostensibly.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully people will come along with that spirit. I'm certainly there with that spirit in mind. But I think it's also thematically, it's about interrogating what is connection. How do you stoke a connection between two people? What is that alchemy? Can I recreate it?
Well, it's an interesting thing. And then the follow through, isn't it? You know, like you might meet somebody out and about at a party or whatever, but do you actually follow through and truly make a friend of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm someone who has fewer very deep friendships, and it's sort of that outer rim of acquaintances and more distant friends that I often look to, and I'm like, oh, there's no one in that realm. I'm not keeping up with people who aren't my nearest and dearest. So it is, it is about photography.
But also, you know, the friendship thing is, you know, you've got to work on it, as in you've got to, you know, like contact the person. Let's go out for a drink. Let's go to a movie. Let's go see a performance of Midsummer, where a lot of people are a bit slack on that front, where that they want other people to come to them. A lot of my friends growing up, there's this one friend in particular that, you know, you had to put all the work into her. She never gave anything back.
I get rid of all of those friends.
Oh, well, I stayed with her because she was good fun when you were out with her. But, you know, you had to make all the approaches. She never made any approach to you to say, let's go out.
Well, I mean, we won't look too closely at the fact that that's kind of what I'm doing and asking people to come to a show, pay for a ticket for the possible joy of being my friend. We won't look at that too hard.
So can people leave their social media details with you when they leave? Is that where you are you going far?
Well, the great thing about the venue I'm at, which is the Burrow in Fitzroy, is there is a bar attached, so I'll be hanging down afterwards. I will be there to make real physical contact with. So, yeah. But certainly, like, I'm up for connecting with people in that way.
Say it's only your friends that come. What do you do then?
I say, thank you for your patronage, and I hope you enjoyed the show. No, I can see the door lists. I'm on top of it, and there's many names I don't recognize. So,
right. You know, okay.
Some potential friends.
Good.
He's already done the skim.
Oh, yeah. you know, like, I've got the info, the intel.
Yes.
And we were talking off air before you came in that you'd been down handing out flyers at Carnival today. Tell us about that experience, because it would be reasonably easy at something like that, because everyone knows that you're actually spruiking a show that you as part of Midsummer.
Mm-hmm.
How did it go?
Yeah, good. People were pretty open, pretty receptive.
Do you reckon you got the elevator pitch?
Oh man, like because the title's so long and because it's so personal, I, to be honest, have been avoiding the elevator pitch as much as possible.
How do I get a flyer off you? I'm standing here at Midsummer. What are you doing?
I just say, do you want to come see a show? And sort of just like full stop is at the end of the sentence rather than a question mark.
And then thrust the hand out, and then don't look at me.
So, I mean, the proof doesn't sound very
enticing.
Yeah.
It doesn't. No, I mean the image on the poster hopefully suggests something about the state I've been in making this show, which is just a kind of a bit overexposed and overeager, and yes, I want to make friends, but also it's a very terrifying question and space to be in. So it's a funny thing where it's like, yes, performative, and yes, it's a show that I'm trying to sell tickets to, but it's also like a very real question and offer, and it's just a weird space to be in.
Do you reckon that you actually won people over? Because it didn't sound to me as if you did a crap job of it.
I mean, they physically took the flyer, whether or not they then looked at it again or
lot of people are shoving it in bags
What I'd be doing. I mean, if it was me, they'll probably go home and they'll go through the flyers.
Yeah.
What interesting things did I come across, basically?
Maybe. You know, I think there's a strike rate with postering, flying, all those sort of things. I think the people who want to see the show, they'll find a way to see it and locate it and come and see it. So I think it's just like if people are having a little chat about it, or you know, people are seeing someone else holding a flyer. Mm. It's just about penetration of my image all over the city, you know, with my very limited budget.
And so is this the kind of arena or stage, as it were, that you create work? Do you really usually make quite personal interrogations?
Yeah, usually. I'm really into live art, performance art. I did a show previously, another long title. It was called I Was Depressed When I Titled This Show, Sorry. and that was like a sort of live art piece where I surveyed people about what they thought were the best cures for depression and then assembled all those cures in one room, like a sort of old-style apothecary, and trialed them with people one by one and like took notes on the efficacy if I felt better or worse. I'm really into putting sort of what I'm going through and what's sort of most pressing on my mind into the public sphere.
But I think I really like what you're doing, is that it's not, you know, like it's a career that you want to, you know, like do, and you studied, but it's not your, as you said, you do a lot of shows for free because you just love the idea of performing.
I just like sharing things with people, and I like breaking taboos and like I said, like really overexposing myself for the sake of starting a conversation. I like kind of being a bit of an advocate for experiences that might be unpalatable or boring or shameful, like just putting those out there a bit more rather than work that is very showy and very performative to the point of not being chorus.
Crassness,
yeah. Yeah, and not being sort of, you're not really there present with people.
Well, adult friendships is so hot right now. So, you know, the topic of finding friends as adults is, I really feel like it's in the zeitgeist. Not saying that you're like pedestrian or anything like that. But it seems to be a topic on a lot of people's minds. I've heard a lot of podcasts about it recently and read some op-eds and whatnot, and there's also like friendship dating apps now where you can be matched with people to go on friendship dates.
Oh, well, I'm putting myself out there. I'm looking to find a partner.
Mm-hmm.
So Hello, people. I'm on the prowl.
Come to David's show. Hello, hi. My name is David.
Yeah, yeah. You have to make a show to make that offer formal.
So, Shannon, the show is called Hello, Hi. My name is.
My name is Shannon. Quick question: how does an adult make new friends?
Ooh, that is a long title, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
But they explain the whole thing.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, from start to finish. That's it.
And where's it playing?
At the Borough in Fitzroy, which is on Brunswick Street.
Okay. And when?
This Wednesday, the 22nd, to Sunday, the 26th.
Fantastic. And you find out all the info on the Midsummer website?
That's right, yeah. Buy tickets. It is selling very quick.
Oh, good.
Yes, yeah, which is good. Doing well. People forget that Midsummer's happening, but it's on.
Yeah, it's on. Well, lovely to meet you and have fun, and I hope you make lots of friends.
Me
yeah.
too. Come, I'm desperately lonely.
Thank you. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.